Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, check it out. Trump's six-month anniversary of his second term just hit, and all of the Republicans online were celebrating, acting like we are a changed country, and we are, but only for the worst. I want to make this video in a more candid format just to break down my feelings on Trump's first 6 months, because we've all collectively been locked in, paying attention every single day to the faults, the failures, and just the lack of wins that were promised. I feel like it's almost lazy to say this at this point, but like, Trump promised to end the war in Ukraine on day one. Actually, he said he was going to end it before he got into office. He said that over and over and over. Yet, we are over 6 months in, and Trump has only gotten tricked more and more by Vladimir Putin in the most egregious way possible. I mean, he gives Putin leverage by claiming the United States is one inch away from just pulling out. We're close to just being done with the war. Signals to Putin that, listen, if I just hold on a little bit longer, I can tucker out the United States and then take all of Ukraine. The way you give Ukraine leverage is actually through force. It's peace through strength. You offer them weaponry, or you offer them some sort of alliance that can protect them long term. So Trump has no clue what he's doing. For the art of the deal dude, he sure does not know how deals work regarding tariffs, which he said 90 deals in 90 days. We have the texts for maybe like one deal, but no official deals have been signed. And the deals that have been, you know, talked about a little bit are weak. They're recreations of previous deals. For example, in 2012, Obama negotiated a deal with South Korea, and we essentially had free trade. South Korea is one of our longtime allies. We pulled them out of a dictatorship, and now they're sort of leading the way on how to defeat a wannabe dictator. But the point is, we had a trade deal with them, going back to 2012, where we had free trade. Trump got into office, shredded that deal entirely, and said, I'm going to create a new deal with my name on it. Then he ended up returning back to the same deal and landing on that, but he's trying to just have it about him. So Obama's trade deal with South Korea had basically free trade, and it was codified through Congress. It lasted administration after administration after administration. Donald Trump's recreation of that trade deal is essentially just tearing up what Obama had, piecing it back together with tape, and then writing Trump's name on it, acting like it was some huge feat. It's not. You just renegotiated a worse deal that is not codified, that is going to have to be renegotiated by the next president, meaning we are an unpredictable ally on the global stage. Countries want a predictable, long-term, steady relationship, not just countries, but the companies that exist within those countries. Any company in the United States, from the biggest of the biggest to small, family-owned, like boutique shops, will need certainty in their schedule. They need to know what to allocate where, what needs to be sent to this place at this time. And when you introduce new layers of uncertainty, like on and off tariffs, it hurts businesses, it hurts companies, it hurts countries. So the point is, Trump nuked a bunch of trade deals with South Korea and a bunch of other allies, didn't tariff North Korea or Russia. What in the absolute hell? We need to talk more about that. And then got nothing out of it. He's gotten zero deals in 90 days. He is a con man who promised a bunch of things that he cannot deliver on. But you know what he has done is caused the GDP to contract in Q1. The GDP very slightly contracted. And, you know, it's due to Donald Trump's unpredictable tariffs. In Q2, it got worse. When it's Liberation Day, and then 2 weeks later, after Liberation Day, you remove the Liberation Day tariffs. But now, did you guys hear about this? We're getting like a second Liberation Day soon. I'm not even making this up. Trump announced 30% blanket tariffs on April 9th. We all remember that. Then he removed them. But we are now getting talks that he's going to come back and renew the Liberation Day tariffs. It is all sloppy and messy, and this man is a terrible president. We haven't even touched on Signalgate Part 1, Signalgate Part 2, where Pete Hegseth leaked information into a group chat to an Atlantic editor, therefore putting the lives of U.S. personnel at risk. Absolutely disgusting there. And it was just a blip in the radar because of so many insane things happening. What about Iran? He struck Iran because he did the same thing. He tore up an Obama deal without having anything to replace it. When he tore up the JCPOA, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, which was Obama's deal with Iran, so we have external oversight on their nuclear facilities, we can track them, stop them, watch them, Trump tore that up with zero backup plan. So that allowed Iran to continue to enrich their uranium over and over and over, and that led to him striking on Iran. So Trump keeps creating the conditions, because he just hates Obama for some reason, of his own downfall. Speaking of him hating Obama, he's been posting these AI photos and videos of Obama being pulled away in a jail cell. It is incredibly disturbing because it's the first time in the history of the country that the President of the United States has called for the arrest of a former president. I mean, Trump has called Obama treasonous before, but this was a new escalation. He posted videos of Obama being taken away, and here's the cherry on top. I don't believe that's gonna happen. I think this was all a distraction from the Epstein files. So we've covered a lot. We've covered tariffs, the wars, we've talked about Ukraine. Oh, he's also getting dog walked by Netanyahu lately. We can talk about that in a second. We touched on signal gates. I'm sure I'm missing a few things that we'll talk about soon, like Elon Musk and Doge. How did I forget that? For the first 3 months of the presidency, we had to watch Elon Musk run around the White House, high on ketamine, barely even able to put together a sentence, just firing civil servants en masse. 80,000 VA employees were cut, meaning veterans will have a lower quality of life in the United States. This manifests not immediately. For example, the Medicaid bill, the big ugly bill, the cuts in it, don't manifest immediately. It takes time. In the big ugly bill, there are massive cuts to Medicaid, but those don't start until after the midterms. And by the way, the temporary tax relief, like no tax on tips, that ends right before Trump's term ends, meaning it's all a big con. So the big ugly bill is disgusting, and that actually does bring me back to Epstein and the cover-up there. So the big ugly bill is disgusting. Elon Musk did a lot of disgusting things as well by hurting Americans, and a lot of this won't manifest for a while. The cuts to USAID are manifesting worldwide for other people, but like the average American won't feel the cuts to USAID because people are too worried about the daily gas prices, which they should be. That is totally fair. And again, this brings me all the way back to Epstein. That's what I was trying to talk about. So think about how much has happened. I can't even keep track of all of this. The Epstein cover-up was a massive error on behalf of everybody in the admin. Trump, in a top-down way, floats conspiracy theories about Democrats being pedophiles. So Pam Bondi runs with that. They get into office and Pam Bondi goes on Fox News and says, I have the client list on my desk right here. Then a bunch of other MAGA influencers are brought out to hold up the files. And apparently, they don't exist now. So Pam Bondi is enacting this cover-up, but Trump is the one who should be responsible because he is the head. The buck stops with him. And after this, we're seeing Trump try more authoritarian tactics in order to distract from the fact that he was best buddies with Epstein, that he sent letter after letter to Epstein, that he went to party after party with Epstein, some of them secret, with only him and Epstein. Incredibly, incredibly disturbing. And in order to distract from his, like, alleged pedophilia, Trump is now engaging in actual authoritarian rhetoric, like arresting Obama. So, an absolute lunatic. If I'm missing anything, please let me know in the comment section below, because I'm sure I missed something, but drop a like on this. Make sure you're subscribed. Catch me tonight on CNN, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Be there or be square. I love you all and peace out.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.